I'm Antonia Gonzalez, and this is Our Living Lands. Last year, four dams on the Klamath River were removed. For Indigenous nations in Oregon and California, it was a victory decades in the making. It was the largest dam removal in U.S. history, and tribes are already seeing river health and salmon populations improving. Our Living Lands producer Daniel Spalding spoke to Grist reporter Anita Hofschneider about her reporting and how the dams came down.
Can you share some historical context on the Klamath River and its importance to the Indigenous tribes from that area?
The Klamath River in the Pacific Northwest is a 263-mile waterway that winds through the ancestral homelands of five Indigenous nations. And up until about 100 years ago, it was one of the largest salmon runs in the West Coast. I spoke with a man named Jeff Mitchell, who is part of the Klamath tribes, and he told me that generations ago, a fourth of his tribe's diet came from salmon. And then one day, a utility came and built a dam that blocked salmon from accessing the river upstream. And so it's hard to describe what salmon meant to Jeff's people, but what I can say is that it had an incredible importance to their food. It had incredible importance to their culture and spirituality. And in a blink of an eye, it was taken away.
The demolition of the four hydroelectric dams on the Klamath River, it's a huge win for these tribes in Oregon and California, especially being like, you know, a decades long fight. How did the tribal leadership and advocacy play a role in making this dam removal a reality?
The dam removal that took place last fall is one of the biggest victories for Indigenous environmental justice in North American history. It was brought about because of the persistence of tribes and their allies across decades. In the beginning, it looked as if it would be an impossible task. And what the Klamath Dam Removal campaign shows is what it takes to enact change, you know, across decades. And all the thousands of people who worked on this project, all the different tiny moments that led up to this point, how they all kind of came together to make this achievement happen.
And what was the most powerful story that you heard from any tribal members that you might have spoke to about the dam removal and what it means for them and their communities?
There was one man whose story didn't make it into the final piece, whose experience still stuck with me. His name is Ron Reed, and he's a cultural biologist from the Karuk tribe. And Ron told me that to sit in those rooms and talk about dams kind of in the abstract, also knowing that his mom had passed away from a disease that she may not have received if salmon had been a big part of her diet, was a big turning point for him. It really helped him understand like what was at stake with this fight. And his contributions may not be always acknowledged or recognized, but who played an integral part in getting the dam removal to eventually happen.
And when you were doing this story, were there any conflicting perspectives either within, you know, the tribal community or non-tribal residents in that area?
One of the things that made the dam removal campaign successful was the willingness of tribes to put aside some of their historic differences and work together. And at the same time, over the long course of the campaign, there were several instances in which their perspectives diverged. For example, in the late 2000s, there was a negotiated settlement to remove the dams, and the Hoopa tribe didn't agree with it. They thought that it let the utility off the hook for all the damage and harm that they had caused to their people and their ecosystem. And so they walked away. And so there were definitely times when people disagreed, and whether it was through protest, whether it was through, you know, legislative advocacy, there are so many, regardless of how it happened, people were moving towards the same goal, and that's how they were able to make this happen.
Is there anything else that you would like, you know, our listeners to know about this story and about the dam removal, and if you'd like to share anything, any last thoughts?
I think the last thought I would say is that this dam removal sets a new precedent for how the U.S. manages its water, and that's something that is extremely important as climate change continues to make water scarce in certain places and underscore the importance of managing our water. And it also represents the first real attempt at the kind of river restoration that Indigenous nations and environmentalists have long demanded. For so long, dam removal was seen as something that was impossible. And even though it's been happening more frequently in recent years, to have it occur at this scale is extremely significant. And I think for the people I've interviewed who worked really hard on it, that's something that they feel proud of.
That was Anita Hofschneider, who reports on Indigenous affairs for Grist. You can read more about the Klamath Dams at grist.org. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kuwanic Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.